The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Thursday. Thanks for waking up with us today, or while you're getting dressed, or on your way to work, or yes, even at work, listening to us. Welcome to our show here at Free Fire Radio. KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, 8th of January, 7:05 in the morning. News at the top of the hour, always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Besides the blower in your defroster, the heater isn't working.
Yeah, luckily that's what my appointment is today.
So. Oh. Heater still isn't working in our house, HVAC. And Alliance Heating and Air, God bless those people, came out, you know, during the rain, and they said, you know, we can't get there because of the pool of water underneath your house. And I said, okay. Next day, I grabbed my shop vac, extension cords, boots. I'm ready to do battle with water. I get out there, no water. It had rained during the night. Oh. So I call them again. Here they come. They get in there. They check everything. And it appears that my HVAC system is working perfectly. However, one of the ducts is clogged or something. And so they couldn't get to it yesterday. So now they're bringing another guy in who has to literally crawl underneath the lower portions of underneath our house. There's some spots you can walk around standing up, never hit your head. On the other hand, of course, where the problem is, you've got to low crawl and get that fixed. But Alliance Heating and Air. You know, people, I cannot say enough about these, you know, about the people they send out, their workers, their staff, people you talk to on the phone. I mean, they're getting the job done. So, there. See what we have though, and we have that gas fireplace that will heat up the living room. So, and if I want to be anywhere there, now we have another system for the other side of the house. That works perfectly. Knock on wood. So it's not like we're freezing to death. I mean, you don't freeze to death in your house.
No.
No. I mean, at least my house, you don't freeze to death. You wear a hoodie or a, you know.
Yeah, you just wear more clothes, put more blankets on.
Wear more clothes. It doesn't keep you from walking around or anything. So, okay. Hey, good morning, everybody. What national day we got today? In fact, I'd rather have what I have than what you have on your car because it's cold out there and do you have to park outside?
Yeah.
So you have frost.
Yep.
Yep.
All over. So it took
a while. Told you how to handle the frost on the outside.
Yep.
Yeah. But anyway, so is it, and then, but the problem is you can't see.
Yeah. I had to wait until it cleared.
Well, okay. National day today?
Well, it's National Career Coach Day.
Okay. Career Coach Day.
National English Toffee Day.
What? English Toffee?
Yep.
Okay, toss that one.
I can tell you some facts, though, about National Today, what's happened in history.
You know what? Good. Because that's one of the things we talked about yesterday. Yep. What are some of the things that happened today in history on the 8th of January?
President George Washington delivered the first State of the Union.
Okay.
In 1790.
Okay.
Let's see.
Do you know they wanted to call him king? There were some people who said, whoever heads our country should be a king, and which was met with great distaste by George Washington and said, you know, we've just been fighting for, you know, 6 years to get rid of a king. So became president. All right.
The Baseball Writers of Association of America fails to elect anyone for the Hall of Fame in 1996.
In 1996?
First year, yep.
Wow.
Elvis Presley was born today.
Ooh.
David Bowie was born today.
Okay.
Stephen Hawking was born today.
Stephen Hawking. Maybe the smartest man ever.
Yeah. Galileo died in Italy in 1642 on this day.
Wow.
At 77 years old.
You know, we think of people dying at age 30, you know, back in those days. But if you go to some of these old cemeteries, you know, you look at history, some of them lived, you know, 70s, 80s, 90s.
Yeah.
So, but and you had to figure out, well, but I think the average age, you know, of death back then was in the, like, 50s. So, which explains a lot of laws and things we do. So, anyway, go on.
President George W. H. Bush vomits, threw up on the Prime Minister of Japan.
Oh, yeah.
In 1992.
You know, bad sushi, that'll do it to you. Okay. I'm sure there's others.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that story, though.
I
how embarrassing is that?
I never heard that.
You never heard that?
No.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be good.
They were having dinner. And in front of people. You know, there's a media, and anyway, and he hurls on the Prime Minister. Today, widespread frost, as you know, and should be gone another couple hours. Otherwise, sunny with a high near 50 and a low tonight around 36. Same thing tomorrow, frost, some frost, but otherwise sunny. Saturday, sunny, high near 55, low around 39. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, sunny. And on Wednesday, next Wednesday, say high near 70. The rest of the time is going to be in the mid-60s, and at night, you know, the low 40s or the high 30s. So it looks like we're going to start drying out this week. So the weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson. Family-owned business, locally-owned, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Great people down there, the Kinney family. And you can reach them at 530-365-3793. So, budget cuts. Vice Mayor Paul DeNuca will be on our show tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock. And things they talked about as far as budget cuts at the city council meeting, in case you didn't know this already. There was also a Record Searchlight took a poll and said, what would you cut? I don't know if you saw that or not. It's online. What would you cut out of the budget? And they kind of compared to what they said and then what the poll said. Anyway, the City Treasurer Greg Robinette and his office reported that the Reading's income predictions a few years ago were too optimistic. Everybody agreed in the city council that cuts would need to be made, but where are we going to do that? The mayor said that city may have to choose between the Reading Library and the Reading Civic Auditorium. That's a toughie. The cutting the library out. It's been closed anyway because of renovations and all this. But cutting the library, your town, your county doesn't, your city doesn't have a library, public libraries. I don't know if it means they have to shut it down or if they would just like restrict days. You know, it'd be open Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, something like that. And you cut it down 2 or 3 days a week. Now, the Civic, which cost a great deal of money to keep open. But if you close it, that means that you've cut off any place where you can have large events here in the city. But it was costing, when I first moved here, it was like $1 million a year to keep that thing open. And then when Advanced Reading, Bethel came in, They took that burden off the city, but then they've ran into problems, as we know, and they've pulled, they've just said, we can't do this, we're losing too much money. So, this is going to be an interesting decision they make, and we'll ask, Dr. DeNuca about that too. Jack Munns said the Civic Auditorium and Reading Sports Park, both revenue producers, but they cost money. DeNuca said he thinks we should look to tighten Reading's belt as much as possible while maintaining public safety and public services. And he has always been about increasing the size of the pie. In other words, bringing in more money into our city. And Tanessa Audette stated she'd be looking to create some efficiencies by looking into wages and hours of city employees. But in the poll, opinion poll that the Record Searchlights did, it appears that Reading Sports Park, a third of the voters, 435 votes at 34%, wanted to cut the former Big League Dreams facility from the city budget. So, we'll see. I think it's going to be a mixture of all of it. So you're going to have to, sports park is going to need new turf. It's got a, you know, it's a lot of money you're going to have to put into that. If anybody wants to take it over to run it, it's going to cost money. And they're going to have to fix a lot of things in there. It's in such disrepair. Nobody mentioned things like, furloughs. Like twice a month, you don't work on Mondays or Fridays or Thursdays or something like this. We've done that before where where City Hall was essentially closed down. I don't think you have to do that. I mean, you could take half your employees on one Friday and they're furloughed, and the next Friday the other half are furloughed. I mean, nobody wants to furlough anybody. On the other hand, if you don't have enough money, and the city of Reading has been very clear, they don't want to have a tax, you know, even a 1 cent sales tax. They don't want to have that. It's failed four different times, even to one that, you know, you thought was kind of might have had a chance because it came from opinion. It came from people that made it into a proposition that failed miserably. So, what do you do? And everybody's upset about salaries, but salaries are there, my friends. That's not changing. As you hire new people, like the new CEO, is he going to be making the same money as our last CEO or county or city executive officer? No, I don't think so. In fact, that's publicly, you can find out how much he's making. But as you hire new people, you can offer less, but nobody is going to just arbitrarily cut wages. You can't do that. So, okay, hey, we have run into our first break, and we're going to take a couple minutes to listen to our great sponsors out there. Today, we should have the Turning Point USA, Charlie Kirk. Turning Point USA was his baby. Charlie, of course, was assassinated. And then the Turning Point USA just exploded then into the country. More and more, thousands more of these chapters were started. And we have a chapter right here in town. We may have a couple. And we're going to be talking to Dan Sloan and hopefully the president of the local chapter here at 8 o'clock. And so we'll be right back.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North States. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Get ready for the return of our pro football season picks. Simply swipe your River Club card at any promotional kiosk. Pick your teams for the week using our fully automated pick and win football promotion.
It's that easy.
Five winners receive up to $200 in free slot play every week.
And our final week, you can win up to a $1,000 cash prize.
And a pair of tickets for our annual Ultimate Tailgate Party.
For complete promotional details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
We do that. We love it. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio on Thursday, the 8th of January. There's a lot of sickness going around out there. Yeah, Richard, I'll get right to you. I've got like, gosh, 30% of the staff is down with sick. And Linda was sick. Linda was real sick. I mean, antibiotics, cough syrup, all that kind of stuff. And yeah, two other people down here, that are sick. And, Ben and I were just talking about it. You know, it's just kind of like, I think I maybe have missed one day in 16 years to sickness. And I can't even remember that. I usually get sick like on a Friday so I can be sick for a day, and it's like a 24-hour thing.
Yeah,
usually, you know, or Saturday.
It's usually when I'm not working, and it's a 24-hour bug, and the next day I'm fine.
I think what happens is you're at a high level, and, you know, that burning intensity to be there burns out all the germs. And then you go, don't have to be work today. Here they come. Richard, good morning. Do you get sick? Do you get sick very much, hey. Richard?
No, I'm too stubborn and ornery for that, Carl.
Oh, okay, just wondering. Okay. Well, I don't know. You know, it could be that, you know, if you drink a lot, that might help. I don't know.
Well, it depends on what you're drinking.
Yeah, I guess so. Anyway. Lots of orange juice. I know you wouldn't drink. Okay, Richard, what's up? What do you have?
Oh, I enjoy Livation.
Now and then, yeah.
You know, can you ask Paul Danuka tomorrow, please, if they're going to entertain a fiscal state of emergency? And, you know, is that a hard thing? Yeah. Will it negatively affect maybe a city's credit rating? Yeah. But you know what? Cities have gone bankrupt in this state. Does not happen often. Vallejo, Stockton, does not happen often. But, you know, how about we got to get our financial house in order. And, again, the reality is, Carl, the unions have a stronghold on everything with their collective bargaining and the prevailing wages. Those are the two things that are killing our government budget. And the state, I worked for the state for 18 years. And twice while I was there, they declared a fiscal state of emergency. They were able to suspend portions of the union contract, give us unpaid days off at work, et cetera, et cetera. So is it possible? Yes. But they have to have the fortitude to explore that option publicly. Thank you.
Well, no, wait. Don't go away.
All right.
But you've lived here a long time, right? I don't know. How long have you lived here? In Reading?
41 years.
Okay.
Carl, 41
years. So what I'm getting at, though, you know, since I've been here in Reading, and I've only been here a scant 18 years, We've done that. Not the fiscal emergency thing, but the we've laid people off. We've furloughed people working at the sea.
Yeah.
And because of,
okay.
Yeah, and so, I mean, that's been done before. I think the question is, have we really gone through, and, you know, I hate to even bring this one up because people, you know, well, maybe not. You know, how about government efficiency? Have we really had somebody come through and say, you know what, you could consolidate these departments, you could do this, you could do that, and save a couple million a year? Because when you do your fiscal state of emergency, like you said, you know, that's not easy to do. And have we reached that point yet? I mean, if we cut out, if they say, okay, we're going to cut out Big League Dreams and we're going to spend less money on the trails and the library is only open 4 days a week and we furlough everybody 1 day a month, will that do it?
Well, the key here, Carl,
but they haven't done anything yet.
Should.
That's the key.
I understand. To be fair, they should cut across all departments.
Yeah.
You heard me right.
Yeah.
I'm tired of these city government employees that are making well over six figures, salary alone and overtime, not even including benefits, given the woe is me, oh, woe is me. Oh, be quiet.
Well,
you don't get that third vacation every year. And, you know,
yeah.
Payment and all that stuff. Are you kidding me?
I understand. I understand why people are upset about salaries. But if you look at, you know, is that, don't think of the directors. Think of the people that are doing the work. Are they all making six figures? And no, they're not.
In police and fire, most of them are making a good portion of the rank and file in police and fire are making six figures with overtime. Anyways, I know you got a break coming up. One last point real quick.
Okay.
Short of a fiscal state emergency, I've said this before at the county, why don't we have a true economist in the equation when they're doing budget talks? Because a true economist would tell them, hey, you can't be doing these things in relation to the private and public sector coffers, tax receipts, everything else. We don't have economists in the mix, Carl, and that's another reason why we're in these debacles. Anyway,
okay.
I got to get to work and pay my taxes. I appreciate the airtime.
Okay, Richard. Thank you. Now, only thing I can see there, I'm not sure what that is. And so, Dee Dee, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm sorry.
So
I could not read. That's what he had, Dee Dee, but I thought I couldn't figure out what it meant. Anyway, thank you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. So our fire department works a Kelly shift. Are you familiar with what that is?
Works at what?
A Kelly shift.
Okay. What's
a Kelly? So they work a day on, a day off, a day on, a day off, a day on for 4 days.
Yep.
They work, you know, in between on and off. And then they get 4 days in a row off.
Yes.
And then they go back and work 4 days on and off, and then they get 6 days off. So essentially they're only working 10 days a month. So when they take a day off, they have to pay 24 hours of overtime to another fire department member to cover their shift. So other cities that have had budget issues have changed them to like 4-10s or even 5-8s. So when you change that shift, you eliminate your overtime budget by at least half.
And
I've heard that.
And a lot of times in other cities, and they're using it's called the Kelly shift. Is that what it's called?
That's what they work. Yes, it's
okay.
The Kelly shift.
Well, I have a nephew that did that in Chattanooga, in Chattanooga, Tennessee. And as you can probably guess, they were not making a lot of money. Every one of them during that 4 days had a second job. But I don't think that's applicable here, though, because they do make a certain, you know, they make a living wage here.
And a lot of them work extra jobs also.
Okay.
And I was married to one for 18 years. I know exactly how much money he made at the department and his extra job. And there's no reason for where we live for them not to work a 4-10.
Okay.
And it would save the city. And I've brought this up to several council members and people that are running for city council. But the union does so much to get the council members elected. And you know, the firefighters want their Kelly shift. They like having to only work 10 days a month. But if you look at how much firefighters make compared to how much police officers make, and the police officers work every day. And they're working the entire time they're on their shift. I mean, if we have other things that need to be done in the city, instead of paying firefighters to sleep and play cards and go shopping and exercise, if they're only working 10 days a month, do we really need to pay them to do those things while they're being paid? I don't think so.
Have
them go pick up trash or fill potholes or whatever.
I think this is something, nothing's off the table. So I think that this is one thing about that. And I'd heard that, yeah, and what you said about, you know, like say somebody can't work one day of their shift. They take that off. Somebody else gets the full overtime. And then the next week, you know, it's kind of like they trade back and forth. So they get a day off. And but I think this is something, nothing should be off the table.
Well, I've never heard of anyone ever bring it up. And I've written letters and everything else, and it's never, ever brought up. So I just thought I'd come on the air and bring it up.
Well, thank you. Thank you for listening, and it will be brought up. I think I'll bring this up to Paul DeNuca tomorrow. Have you ever heard of the Kelly shift?
Thank you very much.
No, thank you, Dee Dee. All right. Bye-bye. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you. Have you heard of that? I've heard of that. I know that they work.
I was looking it up, but it's emergency services uses it a lot.
Yeah.
So, you know, any emergency services.
They're working, I mean, God knows that that firemen put their lives out in the line, as do police, but, you know, sort of military and all that. And and that they have these, you know, 24 on, 24 off, 24 on, 24 off, and then they get, you know, I didn't realize it was like 4 days. So that they're at work 10 days a month. I'm going to have to look at that. Sounds like Dee Dee knows about it, though. All right. Hey, let's take a break, and we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Reading. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust. Visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Got a card the other day. Christmas card. Came in a little bit late. Something about that it's wonderful to be a radio personality because nobody can see what you really look like. Thank you very much, my friend. That was my sister. Hey, if you're thinking about purchasing an electric car, Reading Electric Utilities still has rebates available. It can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information. And of course, California's got the most electric vehicles in the whole nation, of course. And I don't think that's going to go away, nor should it. It's another way. I mean, we're going to look at a hybrid for Linda, you know, that you can plug in at night. Because she drives most of the way, you know, most of the time around town. And I don't know about you. Do you, same thing for you? Or do you drive? I mean, keep the truck, of course. I have to keep the truck to balance out all these electric cars on my street. Diesel.
I don't have an electric car, but my car gets pretty good gas mileage.
Yeah. Oh, so do I. I think I'm up to 18.
That's pretty good. I mean, that's
pretty good for truck. In city, that's not bad. No. Okay, Whiskey Town's full. Whiskey Town is full, and it's, you know, it's going through the hole, the magic hole there. And let me see what else is going on. Oh, I just got to bring up Congressman Doug LaMalfa again. There is still, you know, stuff is still coming out. Good stuff, you know, how he helped the Native American community. And Jack Potter said he was devastated by the loss of Doug LaMalfa. But the other thing, my friends, you should talk or think about is this. Here's Doug LaMalfa, 6'4", farmer, 65 years old. Now, how old are you? I mean, approximately.
About 20 years less than that.
Okay. There you go. Is 65 old?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. And there's people out there in their 20s or, you know, whatever thing. Oh, that, you know, gosh, that's pretty old. No, it's not old. Not in today's society. 150 years ago, that was probably old. But not now. And so the one thing that you've got to think about here, here's a guy that on Friday was planning on going back to work on Monday, getting on the plane at 6:30 and flying back. Died. How many times do you on a Friday say, you know, I'm going to do this and this and this next week? And do you ever think about you're not going to be there?
Yeah.
And so what I'm getting at is this. That maybe you should think about something like that. You're not in combat. You're not in something that your life's in danger. Police, fire. You're not in the military where, you know, you're sitting in the barracks and next thing you know, you're tapping Maduro on his forehead saying, "Hey, come with me." You expect to be there. So, and maybe you won't be. I think you need to take a time and look at and say, what are the things that I really want to do? And I'm not talking about changing your whole life, but say, you know what? I really do want to hike up there and see Burney Falls. Well, I want to see, there's 9 waterfalls, and you can buy these little booklets that you can hike every one of them up here in the North State. They're beautiful. And if it's something you're thinking about, but you've never done it, I just don't have time or something, maybe you should think about that and make time. Because what if you're not here next week or next month or next year? I don't think anybody wants to be sitting there, especially if you age out like some of us, and you're sitting there on your porch saying, I wish I had done that. Now I'm too old. So that's one of the things when you lose somebody, and we knew Doug well. We've been to his home, and he's been to our home. We got to know him for so many years of so many different events. He'd be there. He'd ask us to come down to certain events, and then he was he was up here in Shasta County a lot. And whether you agreed with him or not, this man was the king of the backyard barbecues. He'd go to barbecues, he'd go to fundraisers, it was everything. And no matter what, there was Doug in his muscle cars coming in. He talked to us one Friday, and all you could hear this, well, he's shifting, going down the road, he's talking to us. So, but I'm not trying to be philosophical here, but maybe you should take a look at doing some things you want to do instead of waiting to do those things. Minnesota, tragic shooting yesterday in Minnesota. I say tragic because it's going to affect lives of very many people. Of course, the woman who was killed, and then the officer who shot her, and then the aftermath of all of this. And if you've not seen this, there were ICE protesters out there, and here's what I'm going to do is I'm not going to give you an opinion on it at all. I'm just going to tell you what I saw, but I don't have an opinion on it except one. And the reason I don't is because I don't know all the facts. I mean,
you just said it right there. You don't know all the facts. All you see is people's videos. Oh my God, he did this, or she did this. Or, yeah. She was my next door neighbor, and and it was like you don't. And then there was people show videos. Oh, I'm a doctor. Let me go see her. Like, how do we even know you're even a doctor? There's a lot of things.
Oh no, and we had some guy. We have some guy that's running for office. Put his comments down there that were negative toward ICE, and I went, well, damn. How do you even know what happened? It's the day after. What are you looking at to think that, that it was, that there was no cause for this? And I go back to this. It was a tragedy. This woman was killed. But it goes back to the first thing is the first officer said for her to turn off her car and get out.
And she did not comply.
She did not comply. And I can tell you what. And whatever happened, whether she panicked and turned her wheels a certain way or whatever, and I'm totally not in judgment. Maybe it was a panic mode. Maybe who knows? But it was, but it resulted in another officer opening fire and killing this 37-year-old woman. Which is tragic. But then the tragedy after that, Waltz, who's in the middle of a storm over fraud and, fraud and abuse of taxpayers' money, enough to make him withdraw from running for governor, he says something, I'm giving orders to the National Guard. And I haven't seen anything too much since that, and I thought, to what? You're going to mobilize the National Guard to what? Face off with ICE agents? Other National Guard units from other states? What's that? And then my favorite, and I'm going to get to it right after the break, is the mayor of the city where it happened. his comments. And frankly, I can't wait to discuss those. So we'll be right back. Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Twin River Resort and Casino is excited to announce the return of Slap War. Brought to you by Heartbot Productions. This exhilarating showdown will have two fierce opponents going head-to-head in an unforgettable battle of slaps. Who will emerge as the last one standing? Event is January 31st. Show begins at 7:30 p.m. For complete details or to purchase tickets, visit twinriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Your moment at Twin River Resort and Casino.
Dina's Cabinets, the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros who know.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, if you're not getting treatment for a work injury, and we all know that some work injuries can be life-changing for you and your family. Maybe you can't even go back to the same job. Maybe you need retraining in another one. But you're not getting that. You're not getting the treatment that you need. And you need to give Patrick Gorman a phone call at 530-262-2168. It's a free consultation. You're going to talk to Patrick. You're not talking to somebody else in the office. This guy knows workers' compensation. He's built the largest workers' comp office north of Sacramento and there in Palo Cedro over the last 5-6 years. You're going to need somebody that knows the law and somebody that's going to fight for you, and that's Patrick Gorman. give them a call, 530-262-2168, or go to GormanComplaw.com. The mayor of, I found this interesting when people say things. We go back. This is the mayor of Minneapolis. His name's Jacob Fry. And, hysterically, kind of hysterically, maybe not, he said to ICE, told federal immigration authorities to get the F out of the city. So, my question then is, and then so, the you know, so my question would be, or what? Or what? You're going to tell the, what if they don't leave? They're not going to leave. So what are you going to do? The fact that the governor of Minnesota talked about, you know, bringing up the National Guard to help protect people. Well, I'm not sure what that means when he said that. I wish I'd been in the news conference and people ask, whoa. What's that mean, Tim? Are you going to tell them to, what, get between people here illegally or criminals and between, you know, and keep, the, you know, keep federal law enforcement authorities away from them? What does that mean? I haven't seen you follow up on that. Anyway, he said, get the F out. Well, and he's already said that you can't use, you know, city property to arrest people and blah, 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 blah. So you would think that he is a total liberal lefty, right? But you look back on, this is his third term there. And so he can't run again. So he'll run for something else because he's used to the money and the power. And the, he made sure that Minneapolis police would not gather information about people's immigration status, would not arrest anybody for here for just being here illegally. Now, he, and this kind of surprised me, he was booed out at protests following the death of George Floyd after reportedly refusing to back far-left calls to defund the Minneapolis Police Department. Another time showed him being interrogated by protest leaders about whether he would support abolishing or defunding the police. He said at that time he has been coming to grips with the brokenness in the situation and promised to revamp a systemic racist system, but he didn't, according to this one article, he didn't back defunding the police. That was, you know, back then when George, I mean, you're, you know, defund the police. Obviously, it's the police fault. That one guy, that George Floyd was killed, no matter what the circumstances. And you remember what happened back then, and Black Lives Matter, and riots and protests and all this.
Yeah.
Just like the riots that that happened when Charlie Kirk was assassinated. You know, nationwide riots and buildings being burnt, police cars being turned over. Oh, wait a minute. That didn't happen.
I was like, wait a second. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I know. I'm just making it up. but anyway you look at it, this was going to happen at some point. And again, heart goes out to the family of that woman that was killed. We don't know what happened, but somebody was killed. But it was just a matter of time. When you have people out there throwing rocks, attacking immigration authorities, the attacks on, you know, law enforcement up, you know, and especially on ICE up something like 1,500%, a new record number of police killed in the line of duty last year, 357. It's more and more this is going on, and it was just a matter of time before something like this happened. And I don't think it'll be the last time because people are really pushing the envelope. And the other thing is you have a second to make a decision. 2 seconds, maybe a life or death decision. And when it gets down to the, you know, when it gets down to the, when it really gets down to crunch time, as Sean Connery told Kevin Costner in The Untouchables. What you want to do is come home every night. And that's when it gets right down to it. That's the decision. Do I want to live or die? And if you think your life's in danger, then you make a decision. And it can be a very, you know, it can be a, and it is a life or death situation. Somebody might die. But we don't know. We don't know what happened then. Did he make the right decision? Because sometimes you don't. How would you like to, you know, how would you like to be working in your job and there's like 10 people around filming you every day when you're doing something? And now they're carrying body cameras. The police are. And you find out that 90% plus they're doing the right thing. 95%.
Yeah, most of the time you don't see the whole, you don't see the whole video. You don't see what you, what they want you to see. They don't see they were doing all this other stuff. And,
so. I don't know. The world today, and I'm not saying the world's a worse place than it used to be. I think it's a much more volatile place than it used to be. And I'm not talking, you know, Russians against Americans or, you know, China and all that. I'm talking about right here in River City. It tends to be more volatile. We have somebody suing the city and the county because he was shot by a guy. He was in jail, and by the way, still, for attempt, hasn't come up for trial. His name's Stephen King. This guy drives up, gets out of his car, comes up onto the porch, and King shoots him through the door, screen door, or the door, with a shotgun, permanently maiming him, ripped off his bicep and all that. So he's suing the city and county that says, why did this guy have a gun? He had restraining orders on him. He had all these things. And he said, police been called to his place numerous times. I mean, Stephen King was well known to us and to police authorities. And what he is saying is, you knew this guy, you know, had a restraining order on him. And once you get a restraining order, your guns go away. And if you don't put them with somebody else, the police will take them and store them for you. Under a restraining order. He said, police have been to his place many times and yet never took the gun away from him. That's saying is, if, you know, of course, that's not saying the police even knew he had a gun. Or maybe the police had gone in there and taken his guns and he got another one later on. So, but the world is a volatile place. And we don't, and social media doesn't help it. And people taking sides. Well, the Moffa dies. One person said, well, that's, you know, the first one. Maybe it'll spread to the rest of the Trump administration. Excuse me? Excuse me? You think it's okay? That was just a horrible thing to say. It's the old thing. If you ever watch, did you ever see the movie Bambi? It was so far before you. I don't know, but you may have seen it, right? Yeah. If you can't say something nice, don't say nothing at all. Yeah, from the skunk said that. Well, it's kind of like that. On something like this, if you don't have something nice to say, if you need to say something that's, you know, calling for the death of people and all that, save it for at least a day, maybe 2 days, or not even say it at all. Calling for the death or being happy because somebody died. Yeah, and it's, when you see it out there, you wonder, you would never say that to a person in their family. I mean, would you go up to their family and say, well, I'm kind of glad he died? No, of course not. But the civility is just going away. And the only people that can fix that, you know what? Here's my fix. You can fix it, my friends. I can fix it. It's real simple. Don't do it. If you don't, you know, if somebody dies that you think is a horrible person, well, fine. They died. Keep it to yourself. We'll be right back with Turning Point USA.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. Quoting Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, people need to stop using their vehicles as weapons. She spoke following the fatal shooting of a motorist in Minneapolis, the driver shot dead by an ICE agent among the officers trying to enforce federal immigration law when suddenly a vehicle came at them. Noem vows that these kind of incidents will stop.
I'm asking the Department of Justice to prosecute it as domestic terrorism because it's clear that it's being coordinated. People are being trained and told how to use their vehicles to impede law enforcement operations and then to run over anybody who gets in their way while they go out there and try to disrupt peace and public safety. And Americans deserve better.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz blames it on the feds.
What we're seeing is the consequences of governance designed to generate fear.
Noem says the agent involved in the shooting was no stranger to such violence.
In fact, the very same officer who was attacked today had previously been dragged by an anti-ICE rioter who had rammed him with a car and drug him back in June.
President Trump is proposing a big military spending hike next year.
On the heels of the U.S. military operation to capture Venezuela's leader, the president wants a $1.5 trillion defense budget for 2027. That's an increase of more than $500 billion from the current budget. The president cited troubled and dangerous times for the higher request. In a social media post, he wrote, "This will allow us to build the dream military that we have long been entitled to." Greg Clugston, Washington.
No arrests yet. In yesterday's deadly shooting outside a Mormon church in Salt Lake City, two people killed in the parking lot as a funeral was taking place inside the building. Watching Wall Street right now, the Dow is trading about 241 points higher, while the Nasdaq is down 125. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment? That's a lie. Most timeshares can be bought online for a dollar. To find out what your timeshare is worth and to cancel it, call us today and we'll send you our timeshare exit kit free with all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley for your free exit info guide. 800-893-2288. That's 800-893-2288.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
President Trump is striking a new tone about Colombia and its president.
Colombia is very sick, too, run by a sick man who likes making cocaine and selling it to the United States.
That was President Trump speaking to reporters aboard Air Force One Sunday in the wake of the U.S. military operation in Venezuela.
He has cocaine mills and cocaine factories. He's not going to be doing it very long.
There will be an operation by the U.S.
It sounds good to me. Yeah.
But Trump says he and his Colombian counterpart, Gustavo Petro, exchanged a friendly phone call Wednesday, posting on social media that Petro had called to explain the situation of drugs and other disagreements. Trump says he appreciated the call and Petro's tone, adding that he's invited the Colombian president to the White House. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The protests in Iran, driven by economic issues, have spread nationwide, being seen in large cities and rural small towns. News and analysis at townhall.com. The Congressional Budget Office has revised downward its forecast of U.S. population growth over the next several decades.
The Budget Office projects that the U.S. will grow from 349 million people this year to 364 million people in 30 years. The addition of 15 million people is a 2.2% smaller gain than it had predicted in 2025. In September, the Budget Office issued revised demographics showing that President Trump's plans for mass deportations and other strict immigration measures would result in roughly 320,000 people removed from the U.S. over the next 10 years. Donna Warner, Washington.
Western Pennsylvania is losing a newspaper. The Pittsburgh Post-Gazette plans to shut down in May, its owner citing financial losses.
Block Communications made the announcement yesterday. A couple dozen union members just recently went back to work after a three-year strike. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Near Talk Radio. Streaming worldwide at KCNR1460.com. And so good morning. Thanks for joining us today. Thousands of you out there. The tens of you that are in here and the thousands of you that are out there. Okay, not tens. Singles that are in here. Hey, today, the 8th of January, 2026. I'm going to say 2026 for the first month. What do you think? Good idea, Ben?
Yeah.
I mean, it is. Just kind of, you know, I wrote my first check, wrote 2026 on it.
Got to remind everybody because it still feels like it's 2025.
Yeah. 2025, I'm glad it's over.
Me too.
I am. I think 2026, even though it's starting a little slow at the Bott House, I think it's going to be a great year. 8:06 in the morning, news at the top of the hour, always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Ben's at the helm. And what are some of the, what we've already said is that
George Washington
gave his first State of the Union today. Anything else on there that you didn't talk about?
The Battle of New Orleans,
1815. In 1815, we took a little trip down the Mississippi.
The Mona Lisa was exhibited in Washington in 1963.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
About it.
And it's also National Something Day.
Toffee Day.
English Toffee Day. It's going to be, it's cold out there, my friends. It's getting into the 30s at night, which means give yourself some extra time in the morning to get the frost off your windshield if you're parking outside. And areas of frost between 7 and 9, both today and tomorrow, with the high tomorrow, sunny, like it's going to be today. So we're getting sunshine, but it's just going to get cold at night. It's going to be sunny through next Wednesday. In fact, next Wednesday is showing a high near 70. The rest of the time between now and then is going to be mid-60s, but at night in the mid to low 30s. So it's at least we're going to dry out, it looks like. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned business out of Anderson, been in the business 30 years. Three generations of the Kinney family all working in that business. Chuck and Judy started so many years ago. It's locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, and they're just great people. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. Now, this is a first for us. You know, we've had, gosh, well over 8,000 guests over the last 16 years. A lot of them are repeats. Congressman LaMalfa would be on every month, the first Friday of every month, just as an example. And you listen to us, you know that. But this is the first time I've had Turning Point USA on. And with me is Michael Orlicky, and who is the staff out at Simpson?
Yeah.
Okay. And Evan Jones, you are the prez of the Turning Point
USA.
That would
be true.
Okay, that would be true. Okay, hey, tell me about, I want to talk about Turning Point first. I want to talk about you two. What is Turning Point USA? I think you'd have to be underneath a stone to know that it wasn't, Charlie Kirk.
Yeah.
But what is Turning Point USA?
It's a nonprofit organization that helps provide places for people to come out and speak and give their opinion and for it to debate and discuss just open topics, open your mind up a little, since I myself can speak from personal experience. I felt pretty secluded, you can say, and didn't feel like I could voice my opinions in many places, especially in the education.
Because you're
field.
A conservative.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
For sure.
All right. And how old are you?
I'm 17.
Okay. Doesn't scare me. We've had 17-year-olds working here before. In fact, he may have been 16 because he didn't have a driver's license. Not Ben. Well, what's Ben, but not that Ben.
I was going to say, it wasn't me, okay. But the other Ben.
I was going to say, it's the other Ben. Okay, so you felt like that in, okay, are you a Redding resident?
Well, I've grown up and lived in Cottonwood my whole life. Oh, yeah.
You couldn't express conservative opinions out in Cottonwood?
Well, it wasn't necessarily, in Cottonwood in specific, I would just say in school sometimes.
Okay.
You just can't really voice your opinion that much.
Okay. But imagine how you would have felt if you grew up in the Bay Area.
Yeah, that would have been a lot worse. You grew up in the Bay Area.
Michael, you grew up in the Bay Area.
I did grow up in the Bay Area, yes.
And were you conservative back then?
I was, yes. I've been registered a Republican since I was 17 years old and grew up conservative.
Okay. I'm going to get back to Turning Point. I got to get to you two first. Okay, Michael, you're a little bit older.
Yeah.
Okay. So you grew up in the Bay Area, and you've been a registered Republican since you were 17. And you went to school there, I guess.
I did, yes.
Was that tough?
It was, yeah, particularly in the community college system where...
Okay. Maybe not so much in high school, but yeah.
Yeah, where there was really just one way to think when you're in the community college system down there, or you were kind of ostracized. I did have one teacher that I was like the token conservative, so she would call on me to get my opinions on things, but I was definitely outnumbered, and, you know, the professors were aligned against my viewpoint for the most part.
Did you ever feel like you could express yourself? I mean, and when you did, were you punished?
There were times when I was graded harshly in, like, my English classes and things that I would attribute it to my conservative leanings.
Well, there was it made nationwide news that that one student got a zero on her thesis because she tied transgenderism to the Bible.
Yeah.
And the teaching assistant gave her a zero and wrote things about it. And anyway, the teaching assistant, I think, has been set aside for a while. And she got she had somebody else read her paper, but she got a zero because of her beliefs on it. And it wasn't like putting people to death. It was just tying it to the Bible. Yeah. So were you seeing things like that?
My first semester in college was the Bush versus Gore election.
Yeah.
So, you know, with the recount and everything. So I did get a lot of pushback on things. And then, you know, 9/11 happened shortly after.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a lot of disagreement and debate, and in the Iraq War. So my first few semesters were all those pretty big issues at the time.
Okay. And was it across the gamut of your classes? I mean, I don't know if you took math or anything, but was it mainly in your soft sciences, you could say, your English and political science and history and those kind of things, philosophy?
That's primarily where it was. Yeah. I mean, maybe a little bit in, like, the geography class that it came up, you know, related to some issues with geography and things. Mm-hmm. But other than that, it was there, those four classes for sure.
Okay. So how did you do that? Did you become a chameleon? Or did you just go into, as we used to call it, helmet defilate, where you push yourself inside your helmet so nothing else showed?
It kind of depended on the class at the time, you know, because I did start school at 17, so I was kind of a little bit shyer at that time. But as it went on, I learned which classes it was safer to speak up about my conservative values at the community college.
What about your fellow students?
The ones that were on the more liberal side, they were definitely free to speak. They didn't hold
back. But that was several years ago. It was decades ago.
Yeah.
Did they, like you see in today's colleges or universities, that they said things to you and wanted to physically attack you because you have a different viewpoint back then?
Oh, no, it was not like
that.
No,
that was before social media.
It was. Social media has definitely lowered the dialogue.
I will tell you is that my granddaughter, going through school at New Mexico State, which is cowboy country, she had classes that she said, you know, I won't say anything in this class because I know if I do. And she's 22 now, but she, you know, when she's back, she was 18, 19. She says, I know if I say something, I feel like it could impact on me, on my grade So she says, I'll just sit there and listen to their silly talk and, you know, go from there. So, of course, when I was growing up, you know, a couple of decades ago, none of that was a problem. Mm-hmm. The big question was, are they going to arrest somebody for smoking marijuana? And if when they did, they were thrown out of school and thrown into jail mm-hmm. back then. So, I mean, and everybody goes, yeah. That changed over the next 3 years, too. But, okay, I'm here with Michael Orlicky, who's just been speaking, and Evan Jones, who's the president of the Turnpoint USA chapter. And we come back, I want to talk to Evan, who grew up in Cottonwood.
Yep.
And is going to Simpson mm-hmm. now. And we're going to talk about Turning Point USA because a lot of people have been hearing about it, but I don't know if they really understand it. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Fabulous selection of jewelry, very fair prices. The only watch repairmen, the only stone cutters. They have jewelry designers there that help you build that special piece of jewelry. Voted best in the North State for 4 years in a row. Been in the business well over 30 years. Started with Leonard, and now Rebecca and Henry are running the show. And I can't say enough about it. It's the only place we go to buy jewelry is at Four Winds Jewelry. Excuse me. Open Monday to Friday, 9:30 to 4. And we'll be right back.
Stifel Nicholas, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Reading. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust, visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Introducing Jackpot Blitz, the industry's most advanced digital poker table designed for players who crave the energy of live play. Seamlessly jump into live multi-table tournaments and make your moves with just a tap. No dealers, no delays, just pure poker. Hands are dealt built instantly and side pots handled automatically.
And the pace? Whoa, blazing fast.
This isn't just the future of poker. It's happening now.
Play smarter. Play faster. Play Jackpot Blitz.
For complete details, visit WinRiver.com. And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risks to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, one of my favorite nonprofits is the Backcountry Horsemen of California, Shasta Trinity Unit. They go out and they clear the Pacific Crest Trail. They go down and work in Whiskeytown. They go out, and these are all volunteers. But it costs money to get out to the spots out there. And they also do the fish plantings, which, by the way, is open to everybody. You know, the fish and wildlife come in and offload thousands of fingerlings, and we put them on mules and take them up to the lakes. And everybody's invited to come down and see that. But they're having a fundraiser on January 17th. That's getting close, at the Wind River Casino up in the Eagle Room. And it's not your regular fundraiser. There's going to be cowboy poetry, auctions, tack. If you want to bring in, you know, an old saddle or a good saddle and you want to just swap it out, that'll be there. They're going to have silent auctions and much more. So if you want to go to that, you need to RSVP to Patty LaRue, and by calling her at 530-227-2239. Or you can email Larry Schumann at lschumann62@gmail.com. Or you go to their Facebook page or their web page, which would be Backcountry Horsemen of California, Shasta Trinity. So it's a good time. It really is. I've gone to, this will be my fourth one, and it's a hoot. And I'm here now with Michael Orlicky and Evan Jones, and they're both involved with the Turning Point USA. So what is Turning Point USA, Evan?
Turning Point USA is a nonprofit organization which provides the chapters, which I'm the president of one of them, provides a space for people to go, have community, and actually have a place to talk about their values, their faith, their morals, and to debate. I debate very often. It's provided a good community and space for many of my now very good friends. And a lot of people go from even chapter to chapter to even get more involved in the community.
How many chapters are there around here?
In
Shasta County, what'd you say?
I know all of the presidents pretty well. Yeah. I chose a few of them, and they are all great people, I can tell you. And I think there's about five or six in Shasta County.
Are they in high schools?
Yes, there is Foothill High School, there is UPrep, there is West Valley, and then there's Shasta College in Simpson.
Is there any pushback from the schools?
I know some of the schools there is one that wants a chapter, and they've wanted a chapter for quite a while, but they do get a lot of pushback making them unable to make a chapter.
A school is getting pushback?
No, the chapter.
Getting pushback from the school.
Yeah, the people who want to make the chapter aren't mm-hmm. able to do it because the school doesn't want it.
What school is that?
That is Enterprise, I believe it is.
Enterprise.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Now, I did not follow Charlie Kirk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd see him on, you know, you see him on Reels, and he's talking to somebody, and that kind of thing. Which was kind of hilarious at times. And, I mean, he never seemed to lose his cool.
Mm-hmm.
There have been many things said about him. But after he was assassinated, I found out that my granddaughter and grandson had been following him mm-hmm. for years. And I was really surprised. It really impacted on them. And so I started looking up more about this guy. because you like to know who influences your grandkids.
Yeah.
And so, what would you say that about Charlie Kirk that you admired the most?
One thing I tell everybody about it was the respect. No matter what, no matter the situation, the accusations, the yelling, the screaming, even when people would just try to run at him when he was speaking, he was always respectful and polite and gave everyone a chance to speak, no matter who they were.
Okay.
I admire that incredibly.
How about you, Michael? I mean, you've got it from a probably different perspective. You're older.
Yeah, I think what I admired about him was how he was committed to his faith and how that faith informed his values and how he interacted with people. Because I think he genuinely cared for everyone that came to his events to talk to, because he didn't have to do those things, but he chose to do that. And so his faith is what stands out to me. And then just the commitment to like the free exchange of ideas. You know, the United States was partially founded on that idea that we talk back and forth, that we discuss things, that we debate, and then we move forward together to solve the problems that we're facing.
Yeah, I you know, of course, you know, there whoever puts these things up are from the Charlie Kirk organization. So, you know, I always take everything that's put up by an organization with you know a little tongue in cheek here that you know that this is being put up by them. So, you don't see of any time that somebody asked him a question and he went ba ba ba. Which happens to everybody.
Yeah.
So, but the one thing I did notice afterwards, you know, because then you kind of get inundated with Charlie Kirk, was his religious background and his foundation there. And I'm not saying he was perfect by any means, but after you read about it and listen to things, he was well grounded in faith. Yet there were people say that he was preaching hate too, especially when it came to gays and transgenders. What do you say when somebody says he hated, you know, he was preaching hate on that?
I mean, I personally would disagree heavily. I think if he truly hated people, he wouldn't even allow them to speak, and he would say absurdly crude things rather than trying to convince them and be polite and nice. I think if he truly hated them, he would be screaming at them the same way they do to him.
Okay. So when you form a chapter, I mean, it seemed like it exploded. I think his wife said that you don't know what you've done when you kill Charlie. And so it seemed like there was early on thousands of chapters wanted to open.
Oh,
all
yeah.
Of a sudden.
Quite a bit.
Well, it's been a while.
Yeah.
So how many of those are kind of like in the heat of the moment, or do you have any idea? You know, and they say, oh, yeah, we're going to do it. And then it's kind of like, well, you know, hey, next weekend is beginning of skiing season, and okay, we'll do this in the spring, and then you don't do it. Do you have any idea?
Oh, well, I'm not very in tune. I'm not told the exact numbers, but here in Shasta County, there were a lot of people who were like, you know, oh, I want to get involved and whatnot, and then they eventually kind of just drop off.
Yeah, it's like everything.
Yeah, I have many old messages from people who wanted to even be start the Shasta College chapter, and they just never got back to me.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of it was kind of heat in the moment, but then I think it kind of stirred up a lot of people and made them want to, you know, get involved and do things to help this country.
Well, how many people are in your chapter, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, right now, the start of this last semester was the start of our chapter. And then, this semester is going to be where we do a lot more, like that event that we're working on right now.
Okay. And we're going to talk about that event when we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Was founded in 1960. Been in the same location since 67. I found them in 07 when I moved here and never gone to another barber. They are just great people down there. They're located right off Athens Avenue across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers or Subway, if that's what you remember. And it's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. You're not going to get your hair teased or blow dried or dyed. You get a haircut. And they do shave around your ears and the back of your neck, and they're just good young men there. Tim and Logan. And you can make an appointment so it works on your schedule two different ways. You can call them at 530-244-9478, or you can go to Booksy. And they've drugged me into the app world, and I got Booksy, and you can look out months ahead of time, and you can set, you can see what times are open, so it works on your schedule, and you can put yourself in there. And I did it under duress from Tim, one of the barbers. He said, "Just try it, just try it," and it works. That they, you know, Booksy sends you a text and an email saying, "Show up." It's a great place to get a haircut, my friends, and it's Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. And we'll be right back with Turning Point USA.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Introducing Jackpot Blitz, the industry's most advanced digital poker table designed for players who crave the energy of live play. Seamlessly jump into live multi-table tournaments and make your moves with just a tap. No dealers, no delays, just pure poker. Hands are dealt instantly and side pots handled automatically. The pace, whoa, blazing fast. This isn't just the future of poker, it's happening now. Play smarter, play faster, play Jackpot Blitz. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center has 22 residents going through school there. They started this program 2 years ago, and they bring residents in from all over the country. And they're here to work not only at Shasta Regional Medical Center, but also in local clinics around here, including the VA. This is a great program, and one of the great things is it introduces them to living in Redding in Shasta County. And I think that they're making a big effort over at Shasta Regional to keep those residents here after they graduate from this three-year program. And I think it's something that the whole community ought to get involved in is, how many of these residents can we keep? Wouldn't it be great if we could keep half of them? Each class that graduates, and all of a sudden we've got 50 new, 60 new doctors in our area. But that's over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. For more information, go to ShastaRegional.com. I'm here with Evan Jones and Michael Orlicky from they're both from Simpson University, and but they're involved in the Turning Point USA, and it just started out there, of course, this year. You've got some kind of, you've got an event coming up. Is
oh, yeah.
that right?
Oh yeah, pretty excited for it. It's our first well, the chapter's first event, pretty major
yeah.
event that we're holding at the Civic Auditorium on the 7th.
Whoa, you guys are going big.
Yeah, you know, I thought it would be really fun just to do that. I don't know why. That just really stuck out to me. I prayed a lot
about
it.
What day?
February 7th.
Yeah, February 7th.
Okay. And what's going to happen there?
Tom Crandall will be giving a gospel message. Jim Wadley will be giving his testimony. It is beautiful. I've read it. I will be giving a few remarks. Chad Putnam, a local pastor, a great friend, will be the MC. And Carson Williams will be leading worship along with the invocation from Dr. Dan Sloan.
Okay, so this is going to be on February 7th at the Civic. And what happens? I mean, is that a dinner or what?
It's going to be a revival type event.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So the primary focus is a faith event that is focused on spreading the gospel and hopefully help creating something where the community can come and unify around that common purpose. Of spreading, you know, the gospel and the love message that comes with that.
What time does that thing start?
6:30 p.m.
6:30.
But I'll be opening the doors at 5:30 for anyone who wants to come in early. I know like yeah. people like to do that.
No food.
No food.
Okay, just want to make sure so people mm-hmm. know to eat before they get there.
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure the Civic has their food bar open.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. So, yeah, there will be food and
yeah.
libations there.
Yeah.
Okay, so, and this is going to have a revival, except no tent revival. It's going to be at the Civic.
Yeah.
So what kind of response are you getting on this?
It's being widely shared on social media so far.
Mm-hmm.
This is our first, like, interview about it with any kind of a media organization. Uh-huh. But it is widely spread on social media. There seems to be a lot of support there for it. I mean, you know, people don't RSVP like they used to,
no.
but we have a lot of interest.
Does it cost to go there?
No,
it's free.
Okay.
Free.
Oh, it's all free.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So when they had at the rodeo this year, I don't know if y'all went to it, but on Sunday they had the Cowboy Church.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like 7,000 people in the stands for that. It's almost as big as having when the rodeo, you know, when the rodeo was going on. And I was kind of surprised about the number of people.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
So this would be something to that, too, like that.
Oh, yeah.
Where, you know, fashion revival where people coming in and mm-hmm. being able to pray and sing, a lot of music.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Cool. Now, going back to Turning Point
mm-hmm.
and the future of Turning Point, I mean, have you gone to any conferences or anything like that, Evan?
Oh, yeah. Recently, I just came back from Arizona. I went to uh-huh. America Fest. That was a blast.
What is America Fest?
America Fest, wow, it's quite a bit. It's pretty much the largest conference, I think, I think it's the largest one Turning Point has every year,
uh-huh.
Late in December. It's a huge gathering for chapter members, presidents, even anyone who's outside of chapters or whatnot. They have amazing speakers there. J.D. Vance was there, for example, Megyn Kelly, Brandon Tatum, amazing speakers.
Yeah, I read about it, and mm-hmm. there was somebody else that was going down, a guest on our show, and he said, yeah, this weekend I'm taking my daughter down to West.
The chapter president over at Shasta College, Raymond. He was there as well. We had a blast.
Well, I don't know if it was him. It was somebody else. I think it might have even been a oh, I'll say it. I don't know. Works for the city in some kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're there, it lasted 4 days?
Yeah.
Okay. And was it like a party atmosphere?
Well,
I don't know. Remember. I mean, people are all excited. It's not like, you know, it's not like the National Finals Rodeo, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But, I mean, but I would imagine people are there and they're real happy.
Yeah.
And all that.
Oh, yeah.
And how many people would you say were there?
Oh, that's really hard.
Thousands.
To... Oh, think, easily thousands. Yeah,
thousands of people.
I think they said 30,000 people came
wow.
through.
Yeah.
Wow. Was there a lot of security around the place?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, especially the Vice President Day. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, when he comes.
Yeah.
But, so, Megyn Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
What did she say? What did she talk about?
She said a lot of things. What was a little bit of upsetting was that I felt a lot of the speakers came out and they kind of attacked each other. I mean, the first few speakers on the first day was Tucker Carlson and Ben Shapiro, and they were just going at each other, like, you know, I think it was Tucker.
Were they out there at the same time?
No, I think.
Well, Tucker Carlson is really, he's kind of strange. You know, Tucker was really strong, conservative, and had a huge following. And
yeah.
then something happened on Fox or something, and he left. I don't even remember. You know, but then has his own podcast, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And he is alienated a lot on the conservative side, some of his guests he's had on.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and then Ben Shapiro, who used to have a show on this station, however, he just got out of radio totally. Mm-hmm. And got into podcasting, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't really surprise me that those two don't get along.
Yeah, they definitely
do. But you don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
It should be more of a unity thing as
yeah.
opposed mm-hmm. to saying this guy's a... an AH or, you mm-hmm. know, jerk doesn't know who he's talking about.
Yeah, yeah right? exactly.
Well, once you got past those two. and Ben Shapiro, I've always liked listening to Ben Shapiro because he's a very bright guy.
Oh, yeah.
Where Tucker seemed to be more of, not saying he's not bright, of course, but he's be more of confrontational and that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So, J.D. Vance, Megyn Kelly, who else?
Nicki Minaj, Brandon Tatum.
Nicki Minaj. Now that was a big surprise.
Was
that
right?
a big surprise?
Yeah, it was a huge surprise.
I mean, oh, and she's been hammered since then.
Oh yeah.
Since you know, she said I'm Christian. In
yeah.
this. And then I find it interesting that here's you know Nicki Minaj who is you know huge out there and singing and all that. That it was a surprise that she was there as a speaker.
Yeah, you know, yes, speaker. That was not the first person that came to mind at all.
Well, what did she talk about?
She sat down and spoke with Erica Kirk. I couldn't really make it too much there for that due to how many people there were. but she spoke a lot about just the values kind of Turning Point and spoke a lot with Erica. It was amazing. I think she had amazing things to say, but I see a lot of backlash on her.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. It's like Sydney Sweeney.
And
then when they found out that she was a registered Republican, oh my God, she owns guns. Yeah, I mean, of course, everybody west of the Mississippi and east of L.A. thought, that's great.
Yeah.
You know, go Sydney. So when you're surrounded by that many people in this, it's a festive type event, after something horrible happened, you know, Charlie being assassinated like that, what was, you know, when you were dealing with other people your age or, did I don't know, Michael, did you go?
Yeah, I was there for part of the
when you, and, you know, you're slightly older, you know, a few years older. Was that discussed a lot? The danger of being able to express yourself?
I mean, I think it does come up because the way our society is now is people want to block you or ban you if you disagree with them. And that has created this kind of atmosphere where some people are afraid to speak up. And I think that there are some that are concerned about, you know, being threatened. And I think that's why there probably is heightened security at some of the events now.
Oh, you think?
Yeah, exactly. And I
think Riley Gaines, every time she goes out, I would be worried.
Yeah. I don't know exactly what caused that to happen, but people now think that just their opinions are who they are exactly rather than just a part of who they are. And so when, you know, when you feel when someone disagrees with you, people take it personally now rather than just like, oh, well, you disagree on tax policy with me. That doesn't mean that you hate me as a person. Instead, they look at it as now, oh, you hate me as a person because we disagree on tax policy.
Well, yeah, but I think that's what's going on. I've got friends that are very liberal and mm-hmm. we can discuss things, but we yeah. still have coffee and have dinner together.
Yeah.
But I can see, you know, but you see it out there where if you don't agree with somebody and what they're saying, all of a sudden you're, and this is, you know, this term, all of a sudden you're a Nazi.
Oh, yeah.
A uh-huh. Nazi.
It gets thrown
really,
around a lot.
The Gestapo. Really? Do you actually even have any idea what you're talking about?
I don't think they understand the historical.
I mean, you can say conservative, you can say redneck. I mean, you can do all that kind of stuff before you get into the final. But so many people are using that. It loses its effect.
Yeah.
And you're a racist if you don't agree with me. Mm-hmm. It's losing in its effect. And those are two of the worst, you know, things that can, you know, racial, you know, racist or Nazi mm-hmm. or Gestapo. That's just horrible. But it's being used for a traffic offense. You didn't have the, you know, your rear lights off. You know, so, you know, that it's at that level. Yeah. Oh, and you're a Nazi for driving around like that. Excuse me.
Yeah, they don't have an understanding of history is the problem.
Well, that's the problem. Yeah. So, in my opinion, mm-hmm. okay, I'm here with Evan Jones and Michael Orlicky. They've got an event coming up February 7th. It's free. It's going to be at the Civic, and it's going to be from Turning Point USA. But it's going to be kind of like a old fashioned tent revival there, where people can come in and rejoice, mm-hmm. sing, and all that kind of stuff. All right. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-6-42.
Everybody calls us.
Get ready for the return of our pro football season picks. Simply swipe your River Club card at any promotional kiosk. Pick your teams for the week using our fully automated pick and win football promotion.
It's that easy.
Five winners receive up to $200 in free slot play every week.
And our final week, you can win up to a $1,000 cash prize.
And a pair of tickets for our annual Ultimate Tailgate Party. For complete promotional details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
According to the Farmer's Almanac, we're getting a dry, mild winter in the western states this year, honey.
Oh, please. You say that every year. We're still getting new wiper blades. Premier Oil Change has their buy one, get one free sale, and I'm not passing that up.
But the Almanac...
The only forecast I care about is buy one, get one free. Get in the car.
At Premier Oil Change, buy one wiper blade and get the second one free now through January 7th. No appointment needed. Just cruise on in, grab a free beverage, hop on the free Wi-Fi, and earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards, all while trained technicians take care of our thorough 30-point service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro at the Holiday Market Shopping Center in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Farm. We're in Anderson, across from the Round Table Pizza. Stop making excuses and come to the home of the Friendly Oil Change today. Your wipers will thank you.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. I really liked Toby Keith. You know, we could change that one to I Love This Bar. I like that one, too. Do you like that song? Yeah. I Love This Bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here. 8:50 in the morning here on the 8th. It's going to be sunny today. It's going to start being cold at night, so get ready for that. I mean, it's in the 30s, but we're going to have sun through next Wednesday, so no rain, so we can start drying out. You can start trying to get all that stuff done that you've been standing out there watching the water just stand in your backyard or under your house. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. I'm here with Turning Point USA chapter president, Evan Jones, and Michael Orlicki, who is a member of the Simpson faculty.
Yes.
Okay. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Tomorrow, we're going to have on Dr. Paul DeNuca, who is vice mayor of Reading. I've got all types of questions here about things that have happened over the last week. And then at 8 o'clock, Reading Police Chief Brian Barner is going to join us. And I'm sure, I've got a couple questions there, too. But I'm glad Brian's going to be joining us so we can get an update on what's happening in Reading with crime and, a couple other things that may have come up in the last week or two. But today we're talking Turning Point USA, and, of course, there were numerous chapters before Charlie Kirk was assassinated. Since then, as you can imagine, there's many more chapters, including, five or six right here in Shasta County. High schools and over at Simpson and Shasta College also has a Turning Point USA chapter. Have you ever thought about, if one chapter has a meeting, does everybody just, combine in on something like that? Or do you have, is it always going to be individuals?
It can be grouped together. I mean, yeah. I was going to set up a meeting soon with all my presidents to kind of get a cool joint event going on.
Okay, I think that's a good idea. Well, they're all going to probably be helping here on February 7th when you have Turning Point USA is coming at the Civic. Is going to have a faith-based event, kind of an old-time revival.
Oh, yeah.
There. Yep. Like I said, it's free. It starts at 6:30 p.m., so there'll be snakes. No snakes.
No.
No snakes.
No snakes.
Not this time.
Not this time. No snakes. Okay. Well, maybe next time I can show up. And people are going, what's he talking about? Because in some of these old revival in churches, which they still do, they use snakes in there as showing the power of the Lord. That snake's not going to bite me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't always work.
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you think is the hook that brings people in to Turning Point? Because there's people out there pushing back on it.
Oh, yeah.
So what's the hook?
I would say that it's the wanting to do something for your country, and they see a lot of issues in not only our communities and in our even in our states or cities, but they see it in the country as a whole, and they want to make a good change for it, like how Charlie was pushing to do.
Now, does that mean Is this purely political, or is there other things, you know, like helping your community and things, Mike?
I think it's also helping your community. You know, Turning Point has, they do have some political involvement in one branch, but they also have a faith branch that deals primarily with just faith issues. And then they have one that encourages this community service and education and those types of things, too.
I think that's a pretty, that should be a strong branch.
Oh, yeah.
Helping people in community service. And, you know, there's people out there helping older people that, you know, getting their yards clean and all that. And this is from the Turning Point USA chapter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that goes a long way.
I agree. And so that, I think the hook
because
is,
Simpson's done that over the years, too.
Yeah, Simpson has so many service projects. You know, their motto, Gateway to World Service, you know, that's what they're about, is sending people back out to serve their communities, to serve their countries, to serve their, the world in general.
So what do you look at, Evan, as the president? Which direction are you? I mean, you're still building, of course. Mm-hmm. You just started it.
Yeah.
You know, the political thing is big. Is that something you want to get into, is politics?
I do. I really didn't for a while, and then there were just so many things going on recently, and I was like, you know, actually, you know, I really want to get a position someday. So I've been thinking about it more and more, and I've been getting convinced more and more.
So, okay, so you're 17.
Yeah.
And so you'll, you know, a lot of people change between the ages of 17 and 21.
Oh, yeah.
It was amazing how much my dad learned when I was 18. Between 18 and 19, it was remarkable how smart he had gotten when you find out more about the world. And do you think that Simpson sometimes can be kind of a closed environment, though?
I don't think so. I mean, I'm speaking my personal opinion here, but I think Simpson, you know, it's the hometown university for Reading.
It wants
to serve the community, and it's done. It's sent a lot of alumni out there. I'm a Simpson alumni, and I've been here. A
lot of Simpson alumni here.
Yeah. And I don't view it as a closed community. I view it as it wants to educate the people and send them out.
And I will just say I'm on their Citizens Advisory Council.
Yeah.
And I have seen Simpson grow, because there was a time when I thought, okay, it's just a matter of time. They're going to go away. But it hasn't. It's expanded greatly, you know, 10% growth every year. But I think under Dr. Hall that it has reached out and spread out and things.
Definitely.
So your degree is going to be in business. Are you planning on staying around here? Or?
Oh, yeah. I want to stay here. I don't want to move. I mean, I love this place. I love the community.
It's a great community.
Oh, yeah.
I've been here for 23 years now. I came up here to go to Simpson and then stayed.
Yeah. And I think that keeps people from leaving. Though we know I have very good friends that probably are going to leave. They just can't take it. Well, they can't take the heat in the summer and the politics the rest of the year. So, okay. Well, thanks very much for coming in. And if people want more information about Turning Point, how do they get it?
Well, we have an Instagram account where I'm very active on. It's just Turning Point USA Simpson U. That's the Instagram username. Or even just...
You have a Facebook page?
I do. I have my personal Facebook page. I've not launched one for the chapter itself yet. That is a little bit of a process. But, I mean, I have my personal one. It's just Evan Jones.
Okay. And if you want more information about it. And, Michael, what do you do over there? I never asked you that.
Oh, I help. I'm a administrative faculty, so I help teach, like, student teachers and interns and help place them in local schools.
Is that right?
That's what I do. Yep.
I got my... certificate for California over at Simpson.
Yeah. It's a great, great school of education.
Yeah, and if anybody wants to be a teacher, it's a great place. And if you just want to substitute teach, you can work every day. I was a substitute taught for 2 or 3 months. Worked every day that I wanted to.
Yes, we have a definite need for substitutes and teachers in Shasta County and statewide.
Yeah. Okay. So, so Turning Point on Instagram, it's what?
Turning Point USA Simpson U.
Okay. And do you get input from the national chapters, or are they always pushing stuff down to you?
From like local chapters or like...
from the national, or is there a state chapter?
There's not a state chapter.
Okay, so it's all like little regions, but then you've got the national chapter.
You mean the organization as a whole?
Yeah, organization. Oh. Do they send you stuff?
They send me like supplies for some things, and they offer like, you know, of course, like money for like venues and whatnot, and they offer speakers as well, which there's some pretty cool speakers we actually have. For some future events. I'm looking forward to it.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
And get Megyn Kelly in here.
You know, maybe. Brandon Tatum maybe. Is one of them.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, thank you very much for being with us today. You know what? If there's one thing that people, if I was a magician, if I could just have people, everybody take a step off the ledge and start dealing with people like they're people and not objects. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how long that'll take to happen. And I don't know if it'll ever happen again. I hope it does. Again, tomorrow, the vice mayor is going to be on. We're going to talk budgets. And we're also going to talk about decisions being made without the city council knowing about it. And then Chief Barnert, Brian Barnert, is going to be on. I'm really happy he's going to join us tomorrow at 8 o'clock to give us an update on everything that's happening with the police in Redding. Everybody have a great day. It's going to be beautiful out there. And God bless America.
No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.